Most Americans welcome a fireworks show on July 4th, the nation's Independence Day. Many also enjoy them on New Year's Day and in private celebrations. As a nightly event, however, the explosions are not so well received. But that is exactly what Americans in many cities across the country have reported experiencing over the last several weeks. Some people are angry about the fireworks and want them to stop. Some want to know who is responsible and want them to stop. Some people are afraid of what the nightly explosions might mean and want them to stop. Julie Heckman is wondering herself. She leads the American Pyrotechnics Association, a fireworks industry trade group. Her industry had high hopes for 2020. Then came the COVID-19 crisis, with its closures and cancellations. That had people who sell fireworks worried that sales would be low. Those fears, however, have gone up in smoke. Sales are off the hook right now, Heckman said. She added that the industry is concerned about reports of fireworks use in cities where it violates local laws. New York City is an example, and the city's mayor, Bill de Blasio, has set up a task force to deal with the illegal activity. New Yorkers were among the first in the country to report the late-night noise. Many are losing sleep. One child was reported injured by an explosion this week. This is a real problem. It is not just a quality of life problem and a noise problem, de Blasio said. The task force will carry out operations to try to stop the sales of the explosives. The group is made up of police, firefighters, and the Sheriff's Bureau of Criminal Investigation. Other officials express similar concern. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy said there are too many reports of fireworks being set off across the state. This is no way to blow off steam, he told reporters recently in Trenton, the capital. Officials in Oakland, California, also report receiving more complaints of illegal fireworks and reports of celebratory gunfire than usual this year. At least 5 fires have been linked to fireworks since late May, officials said. And in Denver, Colorado, police seized 1,360 kilograms of illegal fireworks during a traffic stop. There are many different opinions about why fireworks have gotten so popular. Some social media users are posting messages that blame the government. Some of them suggest the police are setting off fireworks to intimidate people protesting police violence around the country. My neighbors and I believe that this is part of a coordinated attack on black and brown communities by government forces, said writer Robert Jones Jr. in a Twitter post. His recent posts about the fireworks have been retweeted thousands of times. A video captured in New York appears to show fire department workers setting off the explosives outside their station. Pyrotechnics expert and company owner Mike Tochstein has a different explanation. Fireworks are used across the entire country for a full month leading up to the 4th of July, he said. There is a slight uptick, but I don't think it's anything more than people are stuck at home and, hey, look, fireworks are available. No matter who is responsible, the noisy light shows could last for some time. Many seasonal stores opened only this week. Toxteen predicts people will continue to buy fireworks in the days leading up to July 4th. I'm Katie Weaver.